Let's call our meeting to order. Everybody is present. Kurt is online.
RN.
Not yet. He will be shortly.
Oh, someone has notes on there.
You can probably mine.
Okay.
Oh, those are yours.
Daniel, will you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Awesome. Thank you. All right, did everybody have a chance to look at the minutes from November 19th?
Yep, I did.
Yes.
I propose that we approve.
I think you're lying because they weren't sent out.
They weren't sent out.
Well, but I was here.
You need to read them on your
Just let everybody take 1 minute and look at your...
Make sure that they were transcribed correctly.
Hold on. KB, did you not come right?
Oh, I know how to do it.
See, that's why I asked when we got here.
Meeting minutes. November 19th.
Oh my gosh, I hate this. Why do you not just go?
Uh-oh. Sandra logged me all the way out.
November
19th.
Oh, that's weird.
What? Here. Here.
Here. It's a different phone.
Oh, you got me back in there. Okay. Jason, you can have that. You can
read it. If I'm going with the minutes, tap. There you go.
Be sure to look after you're done looking at the November 9th. Be sure to look at the December 2nd.
Which is funny because
And they're still opening, it says.
I can't see.
So it's slow.
My name says 33% almost around here.
Okay.
Application.
Everything looks good to me.
Working for you?
No. Here's mine. Here's the 19th.
Let me know when you're ready.
Let's see if I can mess with this. Oh yeah, it is all jacked up, huh?
Do we have marks with these?
Yeah, I give them.
Cassandra, is that marks? Not marks. Kurt's.
This one's probably just needs to be reset.
Just put it off to the side and we'll...
Okay. It's just trying to open it. One.
Yeah,
one.
Here.
Kurt's not on yet, though.
No. Hey, everybody have a chance?
Yep.
Yes. All right, do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting, the minutes from the 19th?
To approve, yes.
I propose that we approve the meeting for
approve, maybe not
November 19th and December 2nd, 2025.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Man, throne is off. Okay, firefighter recognitions, Chief?
So we got two tonight. First one is... Kirk Arnold for his fire investigator.
Nice.
Good job, Kirk.
Thanks, Kirk.
Oh, wait, we gotta get a picture. Wait.
I'll take this off.
No. I'll take it.
Old.
1, 2, 3. Perfect.
There
Thank you.
All right, and the second one is Michael Fajardin. I notice he's online tonight.
Yes,
and he has completed his Firefighter 1 and Firefighter 2.
Thanks. Okay. Great.
So get his picture.
So when he comes next, we'll get a picture.
Yeah.
Michael, when you show up to the station again, come see me and I'll have it for you.
Awesome.
Oh, he's trying to talk. I just don't hear him.
No.
Should be that one.
Congratulations. Thank you. Congrats.
Okay. Thank you.
Monthly status report, Chief.
Okay, so today, current number is 1317. That's 79 since the last board meeting, which is down, which is typical for this time of year.
We also haven't had any snow.
Yeah, it's coming.
Yes.
Maybe.
We hope it's coming.
Yeah. Last year on this day, it was 1295, so right now we're up 22 from last year, which is consistent with the improvement every year. And then that speaks to our call volume contest. We'll see kind of where we end up. And, 12 responses. Even though we were down 40 calls per month, our responses to IAD are still consistent at 12 to 16. So we still go out there enough. Two fires, 48 EMS calls, 13 MVAs. Hazardous conditions, 3, 4 canceled, and 3 alarm activations. So kind of a wide range of things. Significant events, the biggest one, you know, we really had a standard response month. Do you guys have any questions over any responses that you've heard of or anything? The other night we had a runaway rail car on the Savage new rail line.
Oh, yeah. Already?
Yeah.
It didn't take long.
That did not take long.
Did they get stopped?
It was a two-car system. One of them derailed at Erdaway, and then the other one went about 2 miles north, just kind of drifted along until it stopped.
Wow.
But if you could imagine in the dark around 11 p.m. ish, you had a rail car completely dark drift across 138.
Yeah, they don't have the lights working today.
Nope.
Ghost train.
Is that a Savage problem? Is that
So called rail operations, and they pretty much said, you know, he was like, I could have killed somebody.
Yep.
Yeah. So I don't know the actual reason. He said vandalism, could have been kids playing around on the cars. Neither car was under power. It was all gravity.
When they're supposed to lock the brakes.
Yeah. So
two adjacent, both of them are supposed to be locked. So.
And what was it, Chase and those guys just said that the car was out there and they could push it.
Oh,
back
wow.
And forth. Lord. So there wasn't whatever braking system was not active. And so, but that was like one of the most significant events in the month. And that just happened the other night. Accomplishments. We had the Christmas party, which everybody can thank Kaylee for. Yep.
That was great job, Kaylee.
Good job, Kaylee.
That was a good party.
Great. We had the Santa run the next night, and that seemed to go really well. Our PIO had lots to post and lots of videos. And
lots of good feedback.
And you're on Channel 4?
Feedback. I'm not sure which
I thought it was ABC4.
Okay. I went to Indiana for a week, taught wildland fire management to Boy Scouts and for 3 days, and had a great time. It was very interesting doing that for the first time. We had Thanksgiving. Erda and Lake Point have both adopted House Bill 48 as part of their requirements by the state. We kind of guided them through that. Cody taught us all how to play that game over there that says Emergency Operations Center.
Oh, yeah. I walked in while you guys were doing that.
So that was different. They burned down the town. One group burned down the town. One group put the fire out. So.
Well, you're used to that. Dollywood.
it was fun. It was a good learning experience. Planning things that are coming up. The continuity of operations plan, the strategic plan review coming March. We have Shop with a Hero coming this Saturday and Sunday, this weekend. We have our Angel Tree delivery on Christmas Eve. Then we have Christmas. Then we have Polar Plunge on January 1st. We continue to have the community service workers come in and wash and wax vehicles. So they're getting really good at that. We have the instructor class. We have incident command trailer coming. Hazmat Tech is coming to the county. We have apparatus driver operator. We have eight some on classes scheduled for
so,
this coming
so far
year.
For 26.
Yeah.
Are we doing the ADO class here?
Yep. Winter projects, winter fire school. There's just a lot of little things coming. So I'm just doing a lot of planning. Any
That's
questions?
Awesome.
How many we send into winter fire school?
Six.
Good.
And six.
We usually average about eight, don't we?
Yeah, six.
We've had up to 11 down as far as.
And you're
further.
Going? You're not one of the six, are you?
I'm not one of the six. I'm teaching again. So he's going to go down Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
To
I'm
the chief's meetings.
I'm going Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Nice.
So, good.
So that we've only got one day crossover.
That's great. Great. Okay, is Buck here?
No.
Buck is sick. We keep telling him to stay away.
So do you? We don't have a report from Buck until January. Okay, that's all right. Kim,
that's okay.
Would you like to give us your report?
Yeah, I'm gonna have Haley bring up a PowerPoint here.
Oh, okay.
Pictures are worth a lot of words.
I'm having Cassandra do it.
Okay,
and then she's sharing.
I did do a PowerPoint last July, if you remember, so I just thought I'll kind of update from that one. Before we we can get started. I'm not getting there. Seems slow. It's short and sweet. So I like that picture. That was the open house. The sky was amazing. Got Captain Kirk there and John, and it was a great open house success. So that was the board meeting, the open house. It says board meeting on the bottom. I'm sad it's not showing. So anyway, go ahead to the next one. There we go. This was what I reported back in July, so you know, the new PPE that we went to the National Volunteer Fire Conference. We got the Type 1-3, and then we had a training event at the racetrack. And so that all went on through July. I mean, there was more that went on, but kind of highlighted. So since then, this fall, we've brought on 11 new volunteers. How many are going to Academy?
10.
So that's kind of good that Excellent. We've got that many. We have 15 on the roster right now. We've got one of them online tonight, Michael. We're glad you made it, and he has passed one and two, so that's awesome. Are you going to? So Emily, and it's you like Emmy, right?
Yeah,
Emmy. Okay, and so she's going to Academy. So we're excited to have her.
Does everybody pass their hazmat?
They do that.
Almost. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Don't look at me.
So we've had our, you know, events, our open houses, you know, obviously we've talked about those, and the seasonals and the volunteer help. So I'm just really grateful for how that's transpired and moved forward. So that's a picture of our side-by-side, the four-wheeler, the white trailers, the events trailer. Chief and our seasonal and myself, we straightened up the events trailer. It's in really good shape now, and Captain Unsworth got everything all labeled. So the red trailer holds the side-by-side and the four-wheeler. I've got some training that I'm trying to get scheduled. I think I sent an email to Chief Nunn and Chief Brown that we're trying to get some training scheduled. Mm-hmm. Some of the people that train on those, they also train on snowmobiles. And so if the snow doesn't fly, they're going to come help us. But if the snow flies, then they have to go to those trainings. But they'll help us if that snow doesn't fly. And then we did find a ladder truck in Lake Point. But I don't think that ladder truck's going to work.
A ladder truck for Lake Point? Oh, that one, yeah.
Yeah.
He's talking about the baby
one. Yeah. So, but I don't think that one will work. So, you know, we're still looking for a ladder truck. And then we got the Class A uniforms. So I thought everybody looked really sharp at the Christmas event in their Class A uniforms. So it was really nice to see those and everybody dressed up for it. sharp dressed people there, so it was really cool. And I just want to say the North Twilla Fire District is a great team. We've got plans in place, and if the momentum sticks, there's more to come in 2026. So just to recap, in 2025, between Chief and I, we applied for 33 grants. We got 12 of them.
Excellent.
So that's 30%. Last in 2024, we were at $1.1 million. This year, we ended at $955,953.09. So, I don't know where the 9 cents came in, but that's what happened when it added up. Some of that is a little bit of carryover into 2026. Some of it is still the mental health grant. Some of it is still needing reimbursement from Utah Outdoor Recreation Grant. So some of that I'll carry over a little bit. But for the most part, that's what was brought in this year. I'm applying to Road to Zero Incident, or Road to Zero for an incident managed truck again. I applied to Rocky Mountain Power. I applied to Walmart Academy. This is just in Walmart for Academy just in the fall. Ready, Set, Go Grant, I just applied for us to get reimbursed for the $10,000. We did get a license plate grant, which I think I reported last time, but that's for Fire Academy. And then we're ongoing with the CBDG for the fire truck. And so I don't know, we'll see what the surveys come out as for Lake Point. The CMAC, Buck wasn't with me, but I went to the rural transportation meeting last week, and we're still on schedule to get at least $450,000 towards a ladder truck, but they have to know how it fits in with EPA standards and how that'll work. So anyway, at the very least, we could get $450,000 towards like a used ladder truck. And then the CIB, obviously you guys know that they said that we could apply for a loan, but we're going to deny it, and we'll just keep moving forward with that. And we're still applying for more grants, but that's kind of where we round out the year. So.
That's awesome. Thanks, Kim.
Yep. And that's Kim's son is Santa Claus. Hopefully there's no kids in here that still believe.
What?
I still believe.
Okay, next is public comment. No? Anybody online?
We'll have more chances.
No. Oh, yeah.
He says that.
Okay. Bills review.
Did everybody have a chance to go over the last month's bills?
They're in your tablets.
They're in our tablets.
What was I say? No.
No.
Okay.
Steve, was there anything unusual in there that you saw?
I didn't see anything unusual.
Okay.
Because we can't see
anything. It's very small. I can see better without my glasses.
Want me to hold it for you, buddy?
No, I'm good.
I can put it up on the screen.
Nah.
Any questions on them?
No.
Okay, thank you.
They look like they do every month. Okay. Oh, now I have to go back to the agenda. 1 second. Okay, nothing for contract review. Old business, 2025 amended budget review and discussion.
Okay, so I've got it up on the screen on your tablets. There's also copies of it over here if anyone wants to follow along with that. So as you know, we are required to amend our current 2025 budget and then also approve our 2026 budget. So keeping in line with what we started last year, we are continuing with our priority-based budgeting so that we can allocate our resources towards the priorities that best meet the needs of our communities. With the 2026 budget, the reason that you amend it, I'm sorry, 2025 budget, in case anyone's wondering, the reason that you have to amend them is so that changes during the year get accurately reflected and that everything is not left in there as estimates. And then the next year, so for 2026, we base that one off of the baseline of the amended budget, not the originally approved budget at the beginning of the year. And this year, we did integrate the equipment priority category, and it has now been integrated into each section of the priorities. So for instance, fire equipment has now been moved to fire prevention. EMS equipment has been moved to the ambulance program, et cetera, et cetera. So there's not an equipment priority anymore. It's now been shifted to where it needs to go. And that helps improve our transparency and better reflects where the true cost of each program is. Some of the key characteristics of our 2025 budget is that we were able to get the revenues and expenditures balanced in all of our funds, which is one of our requirements that we have to do. We amended things so that they reflect our true costs, and we kept things in our priorities that we had started with, which was fire prevention, wildland response, and facilities. Those were kind of our three top priorities. So for the 2025 general fund, for those who are unfamiliar with it, the general fund is our core fund. This is what supports all of our main core operations. And this amendment will reflect adjustments that we did during the year based on our workload, based on projects that came in. We had a lot of adjustments in wildland just due to the number of deployments that we ended up going on. On the revenue side, you'll see that we started the beginning of the year at $4.7 million. We are ending the year at $4.9 million, and that is an adjustment of almost a 6% increase in the budget for 2025. Some of the key areas, wildland cost recovery was 68% more than we anticipated, which is pretty awesome, and that a lot of that goes to the firefighters that went out and were able to do the deployments.
Did we collect from California?
We are still working on that, but I email them every week, so I am a thorn in their side. Good. But we have received compensation on everything else. Great. All the other IROCs are completely paid for. So, the California IROCs, the ones we just did, have been paid. It's the EMACs.
Yeah, the EMACs.
The EMACs are the ones we're still waiting on. We're still waiting on the 25% payment of the park fire from 2024.
Yeah.
And the rest of the 25% payment from Palisades from this year. So, but yes, I have been emailing them every week. Our fire prevention went down 15% on the recovery. A lot of that is due to we are still trying to get the collection process put into place, and so that's one of our priorities for next year. And our property taxes went up about 3%. On the expense side, again, our revenues and expenses balance, they match. In the administration division, not much change there, just down about 1%. Fire prevention, changes in here mostly reflect a reclassification of personnel. Originally, when we did the 2025 budget, everything was lumped into fire prevention, and throughout the year we reclassified it to where it needed to be. For instance, some of it went to wildland, some of it moved to administration. We actually separated out the fire marshal positions and the firefighters so that we could determine how much each of those programs also cost us. Wildland, obviously, expenses went up 149%, again due to deployments and cost of those, but you saw that we also got the reimbursement back.
Ambulance program went up 133%. This is due to the last minute grant that Kim was able to secure for us for the outdoor recreational vehicles, and they were coded to EMS equipment because that was the main function of the grant. So, apparatus stayed about the same. Buildings and grounds stayed about the same. Equipment, I don't know why that's there. Employee health down just a little bit, mostly due to we had budgeted for a full-time mental health liaison, but when we put the RFP out, we were able to get one for a much lower cost contract to do the things needed that we needed. They're updating a bunch of our policies and stuff right now. So, and then contribution to fund balance. I know last month we had talked about doing about a $20,000 move over into the reserve fund, but with the flow of our expenses right now, we are able to do a $75,000 transfer over into our reserve fund, which will greatly help with that. And I think it's actually lumped into here. Part of this $2.5 million will also be a $150,000 transfer over to capital projects.
Okay.
So that will help with those projects as well. Okay, any questions on the 2025 general fund?
No.
Okay. Moving on to the impact fee fund for 2025. Impact fee fund, as you know, is a restricted account. We can only collect impact fees. It's a one-time for new properties that come in, and the expenses are only for certain approved items like news stations, vehicles over $500,000. That's about it. Infrastructure comes with news stations, so we can also do infrastructure. We carried forward at the beginning of the year a little over $500,000. We anticipated collecting $100,000 in impact fees. We are only at $65,000 this year. So that is way down. Hmm.
Does that mean less houses are being
houses.
Built?
Mm-hmm. It, which is crazy because it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
So they're either not collecting the impact fees or there's less houses being built. One of the two. But I mean, I haven't really had any issues with them not collecting. So so that's down 35%. Interest, however, went up. The percentage rate in the Utah Treasurer's account that we have the impact fees sitting in, the interest on that is going up quite a bit. So we were able to kind of recoup some of the costs on that. So overall, a almost a 4% decrease in the budget on the impact fee fund. With the expense side of it, our other expenses, obviously, those went down. These are tied to the number of impact fees we get and paying back the entities that collect them for us. So obviously, lower impact fees, lower costs. And we did not do any capital outlay this year. So again, 4% decrease. So our ending balance in the impact fee fund is $602,361. Any questions on that? Okay. The capital projects fund. So this is a fund that we have set aside for major capital project initiatives, such as new buildings, new vehicles that we're building, pretty much anything over $5,000, which is our asset account limit. included in this is our restricted cash, which is the escrow funds that we have for the Stansbury Station remodel. We budgeted expending about $90,000 of the escrow funds. We only expended $40,000, which is good for us because that's less that we have to pay back in the future. So capital project funds, originally we only planned on moving about $46,000 over, but we were able to move $153,000 over. And these funds come from the general fund. So this is that CIF transfer that goes over. And again, our interest is going up pretty good on that. So we have a 33% increase in the capital projects fund from $181,000 up to $243,108. And with the expenses, again, matching the restricted cash revenue, we have the restricted cash expenses. So those are the expenses that we would have done for the Stansbury Park remodel, and then we got reimbursed by the escrow account for that. We didn't have any other capital expenses. We planned on, this is the payment for the escrow, the annual payment, but we did not have enough funds in the capital projects account to fund it from there, so it came from the general fund this year. So that's why it's a negative on that right there. And then for new encumbered, we are rolling over $203,000, and a lot of it's because of this big transfer right here. So 33% increase. Any questions on that? Okay. So that is the amended 2025 budget. It will be part of the public hearing tonight, and then there is a separate resolution to approve it. Okay. Would you like me to go into the 26?
Yes, please.
The 2026 budget. So this is our final budget that we will be presenting to the state auditor's office tomorrow. Again, this budget is first formed from the baseline, the 2025 amended budget that we do. So we have to kind of work on them in tandem. The percentage changes that you'll see in the tables below reflect the changes from the final 2025 budget that we just reviewed to the proposed 2026 budget that we're going to approve tonight. our priorities are about the same. We're you know, staying with personnel and supporting the operational side of the district. Fire prevention and risk reduction. This is a lot of our mitigation costs that you'll see. Dumpster days is huge. It gets more and more popular every year. Mm-hmm. So more and more people want it. We put more and more money into it. But that also counts on the other side of our wildland participation commitment that we have to pay back. So it kind of, it cycles all together. So for the 2026 fund, in the general fund, our priorities were to sustain the administration division. Those of us in the admin offices, so that we can continue to support our operations personnel. We're going to keep the fire prevention presence in the community, make sure they know we're there. Fire marshal, keep doing code enforcement, and again, we'll ramp up the collections on those permits. So for our property taxes, total 2025, we ended with 2.3. This also includes the additional taxes that we get every month for like motor vehicle, personal property, things like that. So for 2024, slight increase to 2.4 is what we're anticipating. This does not include any kind of an increase that we might get approved by the state when they approve our tax rate in June. Okay, so this will probably change. There's just no way for us to know right now because they don't have the numbers out yet for us to estimate what it even possibly could be. So right now we have to go based on current. So looking at about a $50,000 change there. Fire prevention, again, we are going to ramp up those costs on the permits and increase that budget. Wildland cost recovery, we are anticipating more deployments. This right here accounts for 2.5 deployments increase. So we're going to look at those as much as we can. Obviously, we don't have ambulance cost recovery at the moment, but we keep it in there so that we remember it is one of our future priorities that we're always working towards. Grants, slightly down, not on Kim's part at all. This is a lot of it's from the government shutdown that happened. Some of the grants have been delayed. Some of them have been pushed out. So we are trying to be realistic in how much they will actually provide next year. So about $900,000. So, and then other revenue, we talked last month about increasing the lease properties for Erta and Lake Point last month, which was a verbal approval by the board. So we'll increase that, and then some of our other interest accounts and stuff. So Overall, we are going from ending 2025 at 4.9 to starting 2026 at 4.6. So 6% decrease. Okay. With the expenses, the administration division, most of this is just increases in insurance rates that we have no control over. Right now, we have not added any additional staff, and I don't think we have any planned at the moment. Fire prevention, same thing, just reallocating some of them, some of these expenses down to wildland. Ambulance program, you'll see we have expenses in there, and you may ask yourself, why do we have ambulance expenses if we don't have an ambulance program? Because we are tracking all the EMS expenses that we currently have. Supplies, equipment, training, PPE, anything that could be there so that we can start tracking, this is how much all this is costing us right now, so that we have a better judgment of when we do start looking towards an ambulance program, we can say, okay, well, we've been spending this much so far, so the ambulance is going to make it this much. So that's why we are having that there. Apparatus is staying about the same. Buildings and grounds is going to go down slightly. A lot of that is due to we've done almost all the improvements we can, so we're getting those done. Employee mental health, same, just what we can get off the grants. But we are still going forward strong with the annual physical fitness exams with all the firefighters and all the mental health programs. And then we, 2025, just talked about doing a $75,000 transfer to the reserves. Right now, we are keeping it conservative for 26 and doing a $10,000 transfer to the reserve account. And then we can amend that later in the year if we find that we have additional funds to put in there. So, so overall, a 6% decrease from the 2025 budget. Questions on the general fund so far?
No. Oh, that's great.
Okay. Am I going too fast?
No. Okay. You're doing great.
Good job.
Good. All right. 2026 impact fee fund. So again, we are starting with about $602,000. We're going to have an 18% increase. We're going to hope that we get more buildings. Get more done. So that's
but keep saying we are.
But yeah. Keep saying we are. He keeps handing you and handing
hundreds
you.
Hundreds of thousands.
There's hundreds of thousands
phones.
Of thousands, yes. Coming in. And you have to get five more ladder trucks and three more stations and everything.
Yes.
So that's where this is coming from. So we're going to be optimistic on this one and hope it comes in. So that gives us an 18% increase up to $711,041. As far as impact fee expenses next year, we are needing to do an impact fee study. So I think our last one was around 20 grand, so we're budgeting about 30 for this next one. And then capital outlay, we put some in here anticipating something coming up with CIB or finding another ladder truck that we can get, something with the Lake Point Station, whatever we need to on that. At least we are budgeting at least a $200,000 payment, down payment, whatever we need to do with it at that point. And so that will give us about $480,000 to carry over into the future year.
Do we have to spend anything on our properties?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Do we have to spend anything on our properties next year?
We do have to spend some. So that's why we're, if we get the ladder truck, we'll be good.
Okay.
Yeah, so we do need to do that. Capital projects. So again, we have the 153 that we're putting in this year. Gives it a big boost. Carrying forward some of this now, it looks a little deceptive because it looks like we have $200,000 already in the account to carry forward. Some of that is this restricted cash from the escrow that we, you know, it's not like cash. So it's you have to learn how to read the numbers. But ultimately, carrying forward $203,000. Maybe about 45 on restricted cash. If there's any leftover things that we need to do, one of them is the dumpster here at Stansbury. We're still looking at a couple other things. So if we don't use it, then we won't expend it, and we also won't bring it in. So, and then for 2026, we are anticipating right now just a $50 transfer. $50,000 transfer from general fund over to capital projects. So with an ending balance of $302,078. As far as the expenses go, $45,000 to match anything on the escrow. We are also trying to do a IC truck for Chief Brown. If you know, anticipating Road to Zero grant and getting that. If not, then we just need to get it. So that one has been on our priority list for what, 3 years now, and it keeps getting pushed down and down and down. So now it's at the top of the list. So this one is pretty much going to happen next year. We just don't know yet if it's going to be a grant or a payout. And then that'll give us $182,000 to move over to the next year. So capital projects will go up about 24% in 2026. So those are the main highlights of the budget.
Awesome.
Again, this one will also be part of the public hearing and a separate resolution to approve it. And then it will get sent to the state auditor for their approval tomorrow.
Is this the one I got the email on that says we have 30 days to get
it
through?
And they said that they're like, you know, just so you know, this isn't a warning. It's just a reminder. And okay. I know.
I usually just look at them and get rid of them,
Cassandra, can you go back to our priorities for 2026?
Yes. This one?
No, it's further down. And I think it was just four items.
These
there
ones?
You go, right there. Just so everybody's very understanding, you know, administration and fire prevention. So we've put all the firefighters into our fire prevention division, and so our priority two is making sure everybody we maintain and support our firefighters. And one of the questions that I constantly ask Cassandra is, if we had a disaster, if everything imploded, would we be able to pay the firefighters throughout the entire year? And if we didn't, you know, what expenses would we pull out? What would we not do? And we continue to have enough in the bank to pay everybody out to the end of the year. So I think that's a really important thing that we need to always keep in mind, that's our priority, is if everything imploded, and could we still pay everybody, and we can. The cash flow continues to be our main
bane.
The bane of our existence, and it seemed, yeah, everybody says it's always been that way, but I want to get out of that, and that's where she has the reserve fund, and she's pushing funding to that every year. And I think that's a really, you know, a huge important factor, is that we continue to work with that reserve fund, work with our capital outlay fund, that we're able to transfer stuff out of it. One thing that we did find this year that we made a slight mistake is that when we bought our Type 1-3, we should have put a resolution in from the board that allowed us to pay the principal and interest for that vehicle out of impact fees, and we did not do that in the very beginning. Mm. And so, because we could have paid it off. Mm-hmm. And
I think we were panicking over the ladder truck, and it pretty much slipped our mind.
We didn't think that we should make that a resolution. So we will pay that off over time, but in the next time, or the next consideration, where will we get these funds from? We can pull that from impact fees, but we have to identify that in the very beginning.
Okay.
So anyhow, those are the four elements I wanted to really highlight.
Excellent.
And then with that, we do need to do a review of the capital projects list, because that is part of the 2026 budget as well. So the capital projects need to be stated. So right now on the list, I have removed everything basically relating to the stand journey. I took off the Stansbury Smart Station living quarters remodel, took off the cabinets for the training room, those are there, took off the new phone system, cardiac monitors, the side-by-side inventory control system, and temporary office space at Stansbury. So those have all been removed from the list because they're either completed or we've deemed that we no longer need them. So we have moved, like I said, Chief Brown's IC truck up to the top of the list. We also have a ladder truck pretty high on our priority. Those are kind of neck and neck on which one we need first. Dumpster at Stansbury, we need two more RIT packs. Still need to work on the Lake Point Station, still working on funding for that. Community cleanup trailer is still on our list of wants. Parking lot maintenance at the West Erta Station. We need, one fan. We need one more PPV van, another set of extrication equipment, one more brush truck replacement, the Arrowhead Station, and eventually purchasing new property for in West Stansbury. So those are the ones that have previously been on our list, and they've just been kind of changed in the order of the priority. Some of them you can see they're behind where we originally thought we would get them done.
Kurt is waiting to be let in.
Oh. Yeah, he was up at house.
He said he was out on a call earlier. So
yeah. So with the dumpster, we have two garbage cans now. We get a dumpster, three now. We'd get rid of them and just have the dumpster.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Some projects we are proposing to add to the list with your approval is upgrades to our building security systems. If you recall, we got RFPs for these earlier this year, and they were anywhere from $20,000
$1 million.
$1 million, one of them.
We don't need to go by the door.
Yeah. But we do need upgrades to our security system. And the other one that I need to add, so pretend it says it right here because we're going to add it if you approve it, is a new AV system. This whole thing. We can't hear them right now, and we can't plug into the microphones anymore. We need a new AV system. Okay. So we will also, if you approve it, add that to the list and put it in the priorities. So at least it's on the list and something that we can be working towards, with our capital reserves.
We don't want to have our AV maintenance technician.
Yeah, that has become a problem.
Yeah, we no longer have those. So that's the second part of where on the budget approval it says capital projects list. So this is it. Any questions or additions, changes?
Yeah, the community cleanup trailer, is that a necessity for us?
It's all part of a grant that we're looking to fill it with wildland tools so that we have a cache of our own tools extras.
Okay, all right.
So that it's all mitigation related.
Okay, I'm thinking we're not gonna send our highly skilled employees out to clean up garbage for anyone, right?
That's not it. It's all wild. All
right.
Yeah.
Adopt a highway.
Community service.
It's I think that's correct, right? That's what we were after. Yeah.
We wait on the dumpster for somewhere to put it. Like you have to make a.
We can't get anyone to tell us they'll do it.
Oh.
So what we were...
Like Ace or something.
It's like every time we come up with a good idea, it gets shot down by the fire marshal. And,
He's not here tonight. He's not here tonight. Let's make a decision.
Which is right. We just approve it, right? our idea was to put it back behind here. And it was cost prohibitive because we don't have any space to put it back here. Mm. Mm-hmm. And the fire trucks would impact it as they move around back there. So we thought, okay, well, we'll just get a roll-around dumpster and then find out we can't do that because fire code says you have to have it enclosed. Mm-hmm. And so we have to build a structure around it. And cost prohibitive says we can't dig into the bank back here and push it someplace.
So we got to go that
way. About
the
end of the parking lot.
Yep, that's what we're doing. We're going to build a structure out there.
Do we have any property left, or are we right to our property line?
That's
we're right at the property line.
We're 3 feet. Who owns the rest? Stansbury.
Building code.
Stansbury owns further.
Yeah.
God, maybe we should have bought all that over there years ago.
So ultimately, we will get a dumpster. It's just finding a. Getting it so it's
we had to send one of these guys to Brick Lane School so they could build it.
We've already decided we're not doing our own stuff anymore.
Steve, we had a meeting about that. These have all been the questions. It's like, how do we get this? How do we build this?
Yeah.
It's just such a weird thing.
Yeah.
No. I can't believe you'd say that, man.
Yeah. Rebar. And most people think, it's like, why can't you just have a roll-around dumpster? And that's where the fire marshals say, no.
Ask Vance the high school why you can't have a
right. Okay, so we ready to move on?
Yeah.
To fraud risk assessment review and discussion. Kurt?
I don't think he can speak. Can he? Can we hear him?
He can definitely hear us.
He can't speak, though.
Let's table that until next month.
Well, I mean, it's on here. We just
do
it. Okay. We just need to approve it. I mean, it's all pretty much the same thing that happened last year.
Okay.
So exact same thing. I did meet with Kurt and worked on it with him since this was his first time doing it. And we talked about all the items on here. He asked a lot of questions that he wasn't aware of. And he gave us a score of 345 out of 395, which puts us in the low category. So that's good.
That's good.
And, we talked about the fact that these two are our biggest ones right here. And Kaylee and I are working on those, so we will get those done.
How close are you to your bachelor's degree?
Well, I was on track for February, and then December hit. So it's probably going to be like March, April, maybe.
A bachelor's in accounting?
Yeah.
That's going to be huge for us.
And then my master's will come right after that.
Yeah, that's great.
Thank you. The one thing that we do need to, we don't have a formal audit committee. And right now it's left up to kind of interpretation as to the graders if they say we have one or not. But, I mean, we have our own internal that we do, but nothing formal. So at some point, the board might want to consider having a audit committee. It needs to be from the board. It shouldn't be anything internal from the administration division.
Okay.
It should come from the board. Just, every once in a while, a check to come through and see how things are. Basically this, but just on a smaller basis.
Would that be something we just need, like a resolution or a policy?
At some point, probably, but you would have to make assignments as to who's going to do it and then come up with, the procedures and what you're auditing and things like that. So there's probably some guidance for that on the state auditor's website as to what
and in February, March.
Formal,
during our retreat,
So it should be pretty easy.
Yeah, but that would be another thing that would boost our score that the state auditors recommend. So.
Great.
Okay, so Steve and Chief Dunn both signed it. Kurt signed it, so there is a resolution to officially approve it, and then I will send it to the state auditor. The basic separation of duties was also complete, and we passed everything on that.
Excellent.
Great.
If you have any comments you want to add, if you want to type them in, for some reason we can't hear anything on the speakers.
Oh, we barely hear you.
Barely. Try it again.
We barely hear you, but it's us, not you.
I don't know what's going on.
We got you.
To what you're saying, but okay.
Were you able to hear me?
Yeah. I can hear you now.
Oh, but you didn't hear me earlier.
Okay.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right.
Okay.
Cool.
Thanks, Kurt.
Thanks, Kurt.
You bet. <Sorry. laughs>
No, you're good.
Man, a few words.
It's not you. Okay. So, are we ready to move on to new business?
Can we do new business with that book?
New business? Yeah.
I can explain it.
Okay.
Cool. Okay. Request to adopt the 2021 IFC and appendices B, C, and D.
So, we adopted these in 2015, or I guess you adopted these 2015. And the language was that we adopt the current state approved IFC. So that's called a rolling adoption. And so in doing some legalistic review, they have recommended that every year you adopt what the state has adopted.
Oh, so I see that.
Back then it was the 2012 IFC.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And I see it on our action item, so it's on
yeah,
our
that makes sense. So the, okay. Those are the two between IFC and the 2006 WUI Fire Code, okay. Urban Interface
both
Fire
of those.
Code. That's the same language. It's just simply saying that every year we have to adopt what the state has already adopted.
Oh, yeah.
And
the document itself was too large to download and send.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's accessibility just going straight to the web.
Got it. That's great.
So that was the only thing he wanted to do, was to make sure we did that, because legally it's best to adopt them individually as what the state
that makes sense
says.
Yep. Work from home policy and stipend review?
WUI code?
We did. No. He's talked about
it. Oh, same thing? Okay.
He's talked about it.
So the work from home policy, this was something that as command staff we discussed the other day. There is a policy in your tablets.
Mm-hmm.
The reason that we are bringing it to the board is because there is a proposed monthly stipend for those that are approved to work remotely on a regular basis. The stipend is $60 a month to cover, you know, basic costs of
power
and
stuff, yeah.
Home stuff like that. So those that would be approved, so Chief Nunn would make the approvals. Those that would be eligible for it would be any one of the administrative staff. The fire marshal is also on that list. Program manager, admin chief, deputy admin chief, and things that can be done on a remote basis when needed and that are not detrimental to the district by doing them remotely. So for instance, I'm sorry, but as a captain, you cannot do your job remotely. So operational firefighters are not eligible for recurring remote work. We do have a second policy for administrative projects that does allow, for instance, our training officers, our FTOs, captains, whenever they need to do stuff outside of normal duty hours, it allows them to do those things, still get compensated for their time. They're already doing it, but this puts it in official policy, and it just ensures that the chief knows who is doing remote work, and that they, you know, they have an understanding of, you know, these are the projects I've been authorized to do. You know, it's not unlimited overtime, things like that.
That's just what I was going to ask.
Yeah, no, and again, that's up to the chief based on the project and the budget. So if a particular project that someone might be working on, you know, we know it's going to take so many hours, then, you know, we may say, yes, you know, this one's approved and we've got this in the budget. But these other things, you know, keep it to 2 hours a month or whatever it is. So
one of the elements to add there is I'd be reluctant to add, you know, all of admin in there, but like Kim's desk is in here.
Mm-hmm, right here.
And so if I had offices for every single, like the fire marshal and Kim, and it'd be less of a need for it.
Right.
But like there's a lot of days where we are working in here And the shifts of training in here, and Kim can't focus or can't concentrate, so she just works from home.
Where's Buck's office besides his pickup?
That's it.
And is it his house?
That, yeah.
And so he bounces between the pickup and his house.
Would it just be, would everyone that's available get the automatic $60 every month no matter what, even if they don't work from home?
If they,
Only if they're working five or more work days.
Okay. Yes, if you would five have or a, more work days, there's the...
You would have like a pay code on it, and then they'd know they'd get that $60
yes.
for that. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
So... executive leadership and administration, ability to perform job duties without negatively affecting district operations, must be approved in advance by the chief. Approved for the stipend approved for recurring remote work, typically five or more remote days per month, or a consistent weekly schedule. It's a flat stipend of $60 per month, so it's not based on the amount of hours that are actually worked remotely. And it applies to ongoing approved remote work arrangements.
Do they, would they like do an application and show?
So I do have a form that they're, you know, just fill it out, chief approves it, signs it, so it's on file. But while working remotely, employees are required to be available and responsive while they're working remotely. So, you know, if check your emails,
Get on shift.
They can't
you're
move
still
to
on shift.
Or,
yeah.
Idaho.
Or Tennessee.
And the thing that makes it different from, say, our training officers doing it is...
You'd be surprised.
The remote work is in place of us doing our hours here.
Right.
Whereas the other projects, the training officers, the captains and stuff, those would be in addition to... their regular scheduled hours, so they're getting additional hours. They're just not approved for recurring remote things,
it makes
but they
sense.
Are approved for these outside hours to do the things that they need to do,
like
or that they've been assigned
with
to do.
Buck, I see him no less the face of the district is the same as you guys. So I would rather me. I want him here. But we don't have room for him. We don't have room. What about over Lake Point? We still have an office over there.
The Lake Point City is using them.
Sorry. Those guys got to go. Okay. But anyway, you see my point here, because when people come in, that's like when they call you, I need a burn permit. So it's you know, to me, it's just as important to have him here.
Yeah. On the application, do you have like a time frame they have to respond to emails, phone calls?
There's not a time frame. Just
we should have that.
If it's in the email, you know, that says it's, you know, required. You know, I mean, it's not like they have to respond every, you know, 30 seconds. Even when I'm here in the office,
well, this is what you have at the state.
Yeah. If Buck is out of his truck, he's not going to be able to answer.
Add some sort of time frame. It doesn't have to be 5 minutes, but it's pretty standard across the state.
Okay.
There's people at my work when I work that did respond within 4 or 5 hours, and they were in the office.
Yeah.
So I don't like the time frame.
I don't think we need to.
I was one. If an email popped up, I looked at it. But like
not everyone's
like
that. Not everyone's like that, though.
Not everybody's like that.
If you don't put it,
some are like
they could potentially leave open opportunity for abuse.
But then you address
that.
Let's say Kaylee's in the office and she doesn't look at her emails. But Kim's at home. She's required to look at them every 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Kaylee could be in there doing something else.
Well, there should be some sort of standard. If not, then the bare minimum is the new standard. So if you have someone that's shitty, that's the new standard.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
I'm coming from the state side, because the state makes a sign. Like, if you, you have to sign it. Now, they don't hold you to the fire, but...
We're all used to having our thumb on us.
Oh, yeah.
So...
that's just my
anti-thumb.
It's a priority thing if I...
We had certain
if
things
I'm working
we
on the bus 48 hours straight, I'm not checking my email.
As a telecommuter, there's certain things. Like, we had to have a space in our office or a house
that's
secure.
That's all written.
I mean, and somebody like Kim doesn't have kids at home that's going to go in and go through the papers.
Mm-hmm.
But other people might.
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah, that is in here that they are required to... be available and responsive, attend their virtual meetings, respond to emails, and basically meet their deadlines.
Yeah.
So if the email has a deadline, then yeah, they need to look at it.
Yeah. I
agree with
that.
Maintain a safe and private workspace. Follow all policies regarding confidentiality, personally identifiable information, HIPAA requirements. Knowing that everything you produce, even if it's remotely, is still liable for grandma requests.
Yeah.
Use district issued equipment unless otherwise approved. Maintain your productivity equal to or higher than on the work site. So yeah, if you're working
your boss is gonna know.
If you're working at home, you're doing double the work than here because you're not.
I work better at home.
You're not coming in here and talking to people.
But there are times when I do make sure I'm here because, like you said, sometimes you need to have
fire permit
I'm available to answer questions.
I'm going to say, if you don't have a standard, there is no standard, so you can't hold people to a standard. Yeah. So if they don't answer, they're saying that's not in the policy.
But then their productivity is going down.
Then that goes back to the chief where he can disapprove their remote work.
Okay. On number 9, it says something that says make Brandy non-operational. Is that supposed to be part of the policy, or is that just a no?
Oh, no, that was a no.
Okay.
And I didn't take it out.
And then, add section for operational.
Yeah. Okay. That's the other policy that I was talking about, but that
was... So those are just notes?
Those are just notes. Just ignore that.
So when we approve, we'll just say approve...
Without Cassandra.
Without notes. Okay. That's important.
We should
identify one person in a policy.
Do we have a Brandy here?
We do.
Brandy.
Yeah. Brandy's been here.
Okay. One of the questions that Chief asked yesterday was about PTO and remote work hours.
Yeah.
So there is a stipulation in here that you don't claim PTO and remote work hours at the same time.
Yeah.
So if you're on PTO and something requires you to get on and work, then you need to log those work hours and less the time.
Yeah, instead of 8 hours of PTO, you'd maybe do 6 hours and 2 hours on work. Yeah, it makes sense.
So that way you're not doing double on both. Yeah. So put that in there.
All right.
If you can't get overtime at PTO.
We're ready to move.
Yeah. No,
not usually. We're
ready to move to public comment. Anybody? Okay. Anybody online?
No comment on that.
Okay. All right. Go to action items. Public hearing for the 2025.
Give me Steve.
This will be his third one tonight.
I'm going.
Michael says just no comments from him.
There it goes.
Okay. We're going to call our public meeting, our public hearing to order at 19:37. We have an extra public comment for...
This is specifically for the budget.
Yes, if you have any comments about the budget, please speak up. Yes.
I actually will make a statement about the budget. I'm not going to make it as an employee, but I'll make it as a citizen and as a former employee.
Can you come up so the mic gets
A former employee of Tulare County Health. Our former director... had a safe net for in case if something happened to the budget that they could still pay employees. So there was a couple times that the government went on furlough and for instance WIC, he was able still to pay those employees. So I do appreciate that, and I think as a citizen I think that's a great thing to have, that you know if something like that happens we still have the ability to pay the firefighters to help support us. So I do like that portion of the budget, and I think that works out really well in times of need. So I just wanted to say I think that's a great thing to have.
Awesome.
I agree.
Yeah. Sure. Awesome. Anybody else? I'm going to get the new AV system on the screen right here. Anybody online? Okay. So now we close our public hearing. Okay, we will close our public hearing at 19:38. Next, we have Resolution 2025-21, approval of the 2025 amended budget.
I propose that we approve 2025-21, approval of the 2025 amended budget.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next, we have Resolution 2025-22, approval of the 2026 final budget, including updating of the capital projects list.
I propose that we approve the 2025-22 approval of the 2026 final budget, including updating the capital projects list.
A second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, next is Resolution 2025-23, approval and acceptance of the 2025 fraud risk assessment.
I get that one. I move that we approve the Resolution 2025-23, approval of acceptance of the 2025 fraud risk assessment.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Next is Resolution 2025-24, adoption of the 2021 IFC and appendices B, C, and D.
I'll move to approve the 2025-24 adoption of the 2021 IFC and appendices B, C, and D.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Okay. Next is Resolution 2025-25, adoption of the 2026 WUI Fire Code and Associated Map.
I propose that we approve the 2025-25 adoption of the 2006 or 2006 WUI Fire Code and Association Map.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Next, Resolution 2025-26, reappointment of an alternate board member, Daniel Boone.
Still accepted.
Okay. I'll move that we approve 2025-26 reappointment of alternate board member Daniel Boone.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed?
Okay.
Steve?
No.
Okay. Next, Resolution 2025-27, approval of the NTFD work from home policy and stipend, excluding Cassandra's notes.
I propose to approve the Resolution 2025-27. Approval of NTFD work from home policy and stipend, excluding Cassandra's notes.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? No. Okay. Board calendar.
All right. Next meeting is January 14th. This will be a week early because of winter fire school. 6:30 here at Stansbury. The following month, February 18th. And March 18th. And then we have not set a date for the board work session. Is there any particular dates you guys want to look at, or do you want to send me some?
Yeah, we'll send you some dates.
Okay,
we can talk
dates.
About it in the next meeting.
Okay. And then district events. Chief went over most of these. I've got the Polar Plunge, and then we're also starting Academy. Is also starting in January. The what, 5th?
Fifth.
So that will
what
start
is?
Academy, Fire Academy.
And where's that at?
It's gonna be at
Teed
this time.
Oh, okay. Wow, gotta go way out there.
Yeah.
Do you have to get past the guard gate to go to?
They gotta be cleared. They gotta have a badge, all that stuff. It's different. It's gonna be different.
Okay.
And they don't have a chief after tonight or first of the year.
Well, I think Velasco.
Yeah.
Velasco.
Oh, he got bumped up.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
You guys, it's the last public comments of 2025.
I do have a question that's not a public comment, but we approved the 401k match. Has any firefighters taken advantage of that?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, great.
Mm-hmm. Good.
That's awesome.
Perfect. If not, and the others. Needed me to come tell them why they need a 401k.
So, so
as a retired
we
person,
we have a representative from the URS coming in next month.
Oh,
to
great!
Talk to each shift, which I'll tell you when it is, and we'll be explaining, you know, the benefits and everything. Their spouses are going to be allowed to come, so
oh,
their spouses
great.
Can ask questions.
Good.
There's also another initiative that you guys will need to approve next month because the URS is changing.
Yep.
Was it the 401 Roth and the 457 Roth?
Mm-hmm. Oh, so they have a 457
they're,
Roth
they're
now?
They're adding some more stuff. So,
oh, wow.
In order for us to participate in those, we have to redo all of our stuff, so that is coming probably next month on the agenda.
We just want firefighters to know that someday they'll get old like us, and they'll want that 401k.
It's free money. You're passing up free money.
Oh, it's free, yeah.
If you like us saying there's a $20 under a chair in here, everybody turn them over.
Yep.
We're giving you $20.
Okay. Are there any other public comments? Anything online?
No.
Okay. Okay, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn the December 17, 2025 board meeting and public hearing.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We do need a close session.
Aye.
Okay, we are adjourned at 19:45, and we will go into our closed board meeting. Closed session.
We need a motion.
I'll make a motion to go into a closed session for December 17th, 2025 to discuss character, professional competence, or physical or mental health of an individual.
Okay.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? Nope. Okay.
Kurt, I'll send you another link here real sec.
Chief, I did get one of these in the mail.
Me too.
Yeah,
so if somebody else, oh, you can have another one.
We have
one.
Thank you.
Oh, okay.
This one's for your fridge.
Save it as a stack.